Joe Namath's not going to be on the Chargers roster either.
5 o'clock here in Detroit. We're going to take you all the way up to Tiger Baseball. They're taking on the Yankees. We are going to take you up to 6:10 to the Tigers pregame show. That voice you heard, yes, that was the Godfather himself. That was Michael Stone. Hey, we talked about our Little League stories earlier in the show. If you missed that, go back, hit that Odyssey rewind. Plus, we did touch upon the Connor Stallions, the new DC at Detroit Mumford. But right now, what I would like to talk about, Stoney, is something very similar to the Little League stuff. Tigers, once again, on Sunday, they're giving up a home game. They're headed out to Williamsport,
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Home of the Little League World Series, the Little League Classic. They're going to be taking on the New York Yankees in that game. And we were saying, you know, especially David, it's kind of a cool thing, a cool venue to see a major league ball game in a different type of place. Like, correct, for me, I think it's the Braves and the Reds next year are going to be playing at
Bristol Speedway.
Yeah. So, I mean, at first, I guess I never realized how big the infield was, that you can put an entire baseball diamond in the infield of a NASCAR event. It just really put things in perspective.
Didn't Tennessee and Virginia Tech have a football game there, or at least they were planning to have one at one point?
I thought the plan was. Let me look it
up. I don't know. I remember that. I think it was the same raceway, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I know they kicked around the idea, but nobody wanted to give up a home game to kind of do the same thing here, like the Michigan State game at what's the
MIS?
Yeah, at MIS. It was thought about.
Yeah,
but it means somebody had to give up a home game, and it was like, no.
You'd rather not do that. Yeah.
You'd rather not do that. But, yeah, so I guess the question is, 248-539-9797.
Michigan or Michigan State should play one of the directional schools there. That would be cool for both, you know.
It would be a logistical nightmare. Have you ever been there?
No.
It is one little road in, one little road out. So you would be stuck in traffic for an hour to maybe two.
Yeah, if you thought getting out of the Palace was bad. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, unless they've changed it since I've last been there.
Right, okay, yeah.
I was like, wow, because like if one car just breaks and does something stupid, a state trooper was like, yeah, it takes one car to cause a domino effect, and then you're stuck in traffic for a long time. But want to know, what is that event that you want to see? Or what's the one cool event that you love seeing sporting wise? Whether it's, you know, watch, like for me, when they first did the aircraft carrier game, it was different. But I was like, okay, you know what? And still, one of my biggest regrets, I did not go to that game. I was so angry at myself that I didn't go.
Well, they played it. They were there twice, right? You didn't go either time.
I didn't go. No,
because they did it twice, right?
They did the first
time. Once was against, I think, North Carolina. North Carolina. Once was against Gonzaga, was it?
Yeah, they did. They did it twice. So, yeah, I didn't go the second time.
And the Gonzaga game, they had that game and they blew it.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Damn.
Yeah, because at that point, I didn't think the team was good enough to try. And I had just got back from watching them play Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I had to choose. And I'm like, okay, it's easier for me to drive to Indianapolis.
Not a lot of seats on the
aircraft,
yeah. Right? Yeah, so.
Well, he could have got a press seat, you know, because he always gets the best press seat of anybody at Michigan State games.
I don't, but this one was, I was a little angry because when they did that, because I remember it was at the time Barack Obama was the president.
Right.
He goes down, he's shaking everybody's hand, walked right past my seat.
That would have been cool as hell.
I was like, I was supposed to be sitting.
Yeah.
But you saw him on his bus.
I did see him on his bus.
Before he was president.
Right. He was just senator then. Senator Barry.
What I'd love to see, and it would never happen, is pretty close to that because it's the same type of thing, is an NBA game outside, under the lights, like on a hard top, like playground basketball. And even the nets would be chains like they were back in the day in the playgrounds. Because the Parks and Rec department didn't have enough money to keep replacing the nets. They used to have chains.
But what if people jump and they get their fingers caught and they get hurt? Oh,
well, as long as
you don't want that to happen.
Well, it wouldn't happen in a preseason game.
No, I get it, but I don't think the NBA players
probably not.
Because they wouldn't, they like in the control. Heck, Stoney is hard enough to get them to play a regular season game in a gym.
I know.
But you know what? They probably would do that.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, because of the novelty, especially, you know what?
If you're from a city, you
know. Here's the perfect thing. The Knicks and the Nets.
Yes.
Right there. Two New York teams playing in Rucker. That would work.
That would be great.
Okay.
You're right. That would make perfect sense. You don't have to bring in another team.
Nobody,
it's just those teams from
you're
the
not
area
traveling.
Right there.
Yeah, we're going to one of those games. It's going to be played right there. I like that
idea. I have a few bleachers and that'd be about it.
The one that I want to see come back, and I don't think that it's going to, but I would love to see it. Look, right now it's fantasy football season. In some leagues, the worst team gets punished. You got to do something stupid.
Yeah.
You know, put on a tutu and go to a ball game or wear a sign, a sandwich board, something like that, saying, I lost my league. The worst team in the NFL against the college all-stars.
Oh,
I want to bring that game
back. I remember that game. I love that game as a kid.
I want to bring that game back. And so, because everybody always says, oh, well, they would kill him. Fine. Let's just see it happen. Let's see it take place.
It would be cool.
I would love to see Caleb Williams go out there against, you know, the Carolina Panthers. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
So I would love to, like, that's an event that I would like to see
come
back. But it
was back then, it was the champions against that team. It wasn't the worst.
Oh, it was the champion?
Yeah.
See, I would say the worst team.
Yeah.
Gives you incentive. Okay, guess what? Stoney, you're going to get the number one overall pick, but you got to play in this game. No opting out. None of that. No, you're going to go out there and you're going to play this game. I don't want to hear it. You're hurt. You sucked all year. You're going to play this game. And you better win. That's what I would like to see.
And it used to be at Soldier Field, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Or on the flip side, what is that event that, you know what, you're kind of sick of? You don't need to see it anymore. Because you've seen it. It was great novelty. And now, not so much.
See, I'm going to do it in two ways. Because mine is I want to get rid of one. But I think there's a way to spice it up. And I want to get rid of the Winter Classic in the NHL.
No!
But if you want to keep it, because I know Kenny's going to look at me a little wild here. But if you want to keep it, you can spice it up in my mind. Because they do the games where they've gone overseas, where they've gone to Sweden. They've done things like that. I think the Red Wings were a part of that. But if you find an outdoor venue there, if you find an outdoor venue somewhere in France or Switzerland or somewhere, instead of just playing it in an indoor place, do the outdoor game overseas.
They do. Go
I really
overseas,
want to get rid of it.
I mean, the Red Wings went overseas.
Or at
to
least
play.
Make it make sense. Like, I don't need to see an outdoor game in Dubai.
No. I don't need that either. Make it. Yeah, it has to be in a European city where they care about hockey.
Right. Like, it's like.
Right.
Or even like, I don't like the game. They had one in Phoenix. They had one in L.A.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah. When I think hockey, I think L.A.
I don't need that at all.
They had one in Lake Tahoe, though, I believe, with the Sharks probably was the host team, right?
Maybe or in like a hockey place that a lot of hockey, like what about like Thunder Bay? Could you imagine them hosting an NHL outdoor game?
Well, outdoor, you're right. But what they do, I mean, they have that preseason game for the hockey town in
the smallest town. It's brought to you by Kraft or whatever it is, the Hockeyville of America or whatever it's called.
Kenny, is the Hartford Mall still around?
I don't know.
Play one there.
That would be awesome.
That would be sweet.
And they can bring back the theme song.
Yeah.
I don't hate it as an idea, but like the
brass bonanza.
If we can just do one a year, I think we can all shake hands on this, right?
Yes.
Okay. We don't need four or five or three.
You don't need the Heritage Classic or whatever the hell it was called.
No. Just give me one. Pick your favorite. That's the one for the year.
And the stadium series that they have in New York with the three New York teams. No, you don't need it.
Plus, I feel like that alienates all of your Canadian audience and most of your American audience that aren't in the tri-state area.
I totally agree with you. By the way, Rico, in 1958, August 15th, the college All-Stars defeated the defending NFL champion Detroit Lions 35-19.
Such a haters.
But they also beat the Packers after they won the title in 63.
Such a hater.
Of course that has to be part of the Lions history.
Yes, it is.
What are we doing?
I know.
248-539-9797. What's an event that you want to see? And what's an event that you're kind of sick of? And if it went away, you would not shed a tear. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1. What's the one sporting event that you absolutely wish would happen? Whether it's playing a basketball game, outdoors, an NBA game, or you like what the Tigers are doing with the Yankees at Williamsport at the Little League Classic, where they're playing it there. They gave up a home game to go there. Braves and Reds are going to be playing at Bristol Speedway in the infield. What's that one sporting event that, man, I wish? Because for me, I would love to see the College All-Stars versus the worst team in the NFL.
You want that back?
Yes.
You know what I want back? And it's kind of a stretch. I want the NCAA Final Four to be held in a normal size arena and not a dome anymore. But I know that'll never happen because it's money.
Good luck, yeah, and God bless.
I know. But
I'm still surprised that a lot of Final Fours take place in a basketball-only arena. Final Fours, the regionals.
Yeah, like we had one here at Little Caesars.
I was like, wow, I can't believe that you're actually not holding it at Ford Field where you could have jammed in more people.
You're right. And most times when they do that, they're a city that's going to host the Final Four soon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you would think that they would go ahead and just get everything like it's supposed to be.
You would think. But right. I'm always shocked when I see the regionals still held at an actual basketball arena. Because according to players, it does make a difference with the sight lines.
I think the last one was the one at I don't know what it's called anymore. I don't think it existed. The Izod Center, Continental Airlines, Brindenburg, the Meadowlands Arena, where the New Jersey Nets and Devils used to play. That was the one UMass was in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I think that was the last one. Because you look at some of the...
Yeah, because I was about to say, isn't that where Kentucky Duke game, the famous...
Kentucky Duke game was at the Spectrum in Philly.
Okay.
The Leitner game.
Okay.
The NC State game with Valvano, that was at the Pit in Albuquerque.
That'll never happen again.
Never.
I was about to say, this sounds great. It really does.
When Villanova upset Georgetown, that was at Rupp Arena on the campus of Kentucky.
That'll never happen again.
No.
Yeah, that genie's not going back in the bottle.
248-539-9797. On the flip side, what's the one event that you've kind of grown tired of? It's a little passe. If they never played it again, you would not shed a tear because it probably jumped the shark 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Let's just go straight to the phone lines, David. Anthony, you're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Every All-Star game in every sport just seems like kind of pointless to me. It's not even, they don't even play them the same way they play a normal game. It's like, I don't know. It's just kind of, they seem pointless. Baseball kind of had it right when they were playing for home field advantage in the World Series. But I mean, I honestly can't tell you the last time I watched either the Pro Bowl, NBA, NHL.
Tony,
the Pro Bowl doesn't exist anymore.
Let me tell you something. We're shaking hands over the airwaves.
Yeah.
Because
there we go.
I totally agree with you because they are pointless. I mean, at least the NFL realized no one cares. The players don't care. The fans don't care.
Right.
They were, what if we put it in Hawaii? Oh, yeah. The most expensive place to fly out to go see nothing.
Right.
Players don't show up.
Baseball.
If you want to give them a break, give them a break. Give them a week break so everyone can take some time. Don't. You know, give some guys a break, and then the guys who are really good, like, oh, we have to keep working. Like, I don't know. That just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Now, baseball has it at least the game is still basically the same game. I mean, the pitchers don't pitch as much, but other than that, it's...
If the NFL really wanted to do the Pro Bowl right, Anthony, they would hold, and I saw this, somebody did this. I can't take credit for it, but I read it someplace. You do it during the middle of the season.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow came up with this. You do it during the middle of the season, so therefore the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl, you don't know who's in there. So everybody's participating. All the best players.
You talk about guys opting out of it to protect themselves from injury, a Pro Bowl in the middle of the season?
No, I mean, but you could do like a flag for whatever. Yeah. But I'm with you. Now, baseball, the only problem I had with baseball, Anthony, I appreciate the phone call. Only problem I had with baseball was this. If you're going to put the World Series on the line, then give me the 25 best players. Don't give me the representative from every team, because I would hate to find out, like, let's just say the Tigers are on the verge of the World Series and you got to put an Oakland A in there who they're not even trying. And wait, I get home field advantage of whether this guy who's the lone representative of this horrible team up to bat in the bottom of the ninth. No. Put the best players out there if you're going to go that route. Because if it means something, let's make it really mean something. But what's that event that you love, or what's the event that you absolutely hate? I can't disagree on the All-Star games, because I don't know anybody that the All-Star game is like must-watch TV. Kenny, hockey? I mean, don't you enjoy a nice 19-18 hockey game?
No, I agree with the caller. I think all the All-Star games can pretty much go. I have one that can also go that never actually had any appeal to begin with, and that's the NFL games over in Europe. I don't think anybody what was clamoring for the London games was clamoring for the Germany games. I don't think anybody wants to see Jacksonville or anybody else over there anymore.
You don't want to see the Toy Story lineup?
No.
Play the virtual game?
No. But you know what's funny about that is you say, all right, well, at one point some of these had a little cachet, like, or a little bit of, ooh, that might be cool, never. Novelty. That one, to begin with, never had any
because
novelty.
I've yet to hear anybody say, oh, I'm going to plan a trip to London to go watch my team. Like, no.
It's all the NFL plants in the stands anyway. I'm with Mike in this regard.
Jerseys? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an LT jersey from 2004. I don't buy it.
Is that Maurice Jones-Drew jersey? Wow.
I've seen a Brunel jersey. Mark Brunel jersey.
Right. Like, come on. Lions Dan Orlovsky jersey.
Where do you even get a John Kitna jersey? I don't know.
All of a sudden, you see three guys up there. You got the Roy Williams, the Mike Williams, and the Charles Rogers jersey. Like, what are we doing here? Like, yes. Kenny.
Did anybody want that to begin with other than the NFL and their dollars?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay, and Jacksonville.
Because Jack, he wants to move there.
Right.
He wants a team there. Other than that.
Yeah, let's get up at 10:30 to watch
players
this football
don't want,
game.
And
9:30, even better.
What is it? Yeah, it's a 9 o'clock game, isn't it?
9:30 game. Yeah.
And by the time you remember, it's the third quarter. You're like, wait, wasn't it a game? Oh.
But again, that's 9:30 here. 6:30 on the West Coast. Right. You're not getting up on the West Coast to watch that game.
Was it four?
That's
in Hawaii?
That's why I don't think West Coast teams ever play in that game, do they?
No, they have. I think they have. Seattle's been over there. Let me check.
They have? I don't know.
I think Seattle has been over there.
That's absurd.
It really is.
That is
That's a brutal flight for a West Coast team. I'd be pissed if I was a player or coach.
Not even that.
Well, you get the week off.
Yeah, they go over, then they have the bye. But it's just your fans. And if you care about TV ratings, nobody in the West is watching.
Or just think about this. The Ford Field's become this house of horrors. And that's the Lions' home game.
Say goodbye to your home game.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah.
Yeah, Chargers have been there. Oh. Broncos, which is...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking. San Francisco's been there.
They'll find a European version of Theo Gridiron to sing the fight song.
Oakland's been there. Yeah, there have been West Coast teams. Arizona, Seattle. Yep.
That's a horror.
I can just see it now. The Lions are playing in Munich. You have Theo, the German version of
what's on the field.
On the field.
A Lions team that will not yield.
Because they always have a in there, too.
We kid because we love you, Theo. Your phone calls, your ticket text next, 97.1. Michael Stone joining me today. Mike is out. If you miss any part of this show, use the Odyssey Rewind. Stoney and I will be here taking you up to the Tigers pregame against the New York Yankees. Hey, guys, you may want to check this game out because there's going to be some new Tigers in the lineup.
Is Mike going to see his team? Yeah, I know. It's amazing. He's such a big... I mean, I like horse racing, too. But he's such a big Yankee fan. He is... I don't think I know anybody who loves sports as much as he does, who refuses and hates going to the actual event. I don't think I know of anybody.
I don't know of anybody who's a fan of a team. He's like a frenemy. Like, he loves the team, but yes. He hates the team.
Yeah. That expression is used in my house with my twins.
Yes.
They're like frenemies.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
That's Mike with his sports teams. Mm-hmm. He loves them, but he hates them.
And he doesn't want to go watch them.
Correct.
Although he did go to the Celtics to win the title.
It took some arm twisting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it took them to actually look like they were going to win for him to say, yes, right. I'll do this.
Yeah, and it took like, Mike, just go, you know, this deal. Yeah, Jason Tatum, oh, my God. And he's Mike, you're about to win the title.
I know.
He still hates Eli to this day for some reason. Super Bowls, man.
Two.
I know.
Two, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Two. 248-539-9797. The sporting event you love to see or the one that you just hate and you wish it would go away. I think it's going to be difficult for anybody to top Kenny's in the NFL European games that no one cares for.
Right.
Even the people of London. Don't care
when you're,
at all.
When your team is playing, though, I remember the Lions a couple times they've gone. It was cool to, you know, have your pancakes and your breakfast while you're watching them play.
You know what? It feels almost like somewhere in between a real game and a preseason game.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, it counts, but it doesn't really feel like it counts. And if you lose, you're like, wait. So this is going to go on our record.
One year they got the Chiefs just beat them by like 40 points or something. And then they had the one year where they beat Atlanta because it was Atlanta's coach Mike Smith completely screwed up the clock management at the end of the game.
It just doesn't feel like a real game, in my opinion.
You know what? That is a perfect way to put it. Because even as I'm watching any other team, you do think, this doesn't feel real. And then you look in the fourth quarter and you're like, well, no, Trevor Lawrence is still playing. Yeah, yeah. So.
It's like we talk like 4A baseball. This feels like 4A football.
And you don't want to bet. You don't want to bet on it for some strange reason because it's at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you really feel like a loser.
Yeah,
if you do bet on it. Dave, a couple of ticket texts before we get back to the phone lines.
Yeah, a couple of texts here. The NHL needs to do games. Do some special location games. Lake Tahoe was great, so do Alaska, the Dakotas. Be creative about it.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Would be very interesting. Someone says MSU is playing a game at Northern Michigan in the Dome. That is crazy. I don't need that.
But that's
Izzo.
That's Izzo's alma mater. It's an exhibition, too.
Is it?
I think so.
Somebody asked me today, was I going? I'm like, no, I'm not about to hop in a car for 7 hours.
Have you been there? Up there?
No.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
I haven't been past Mount Pleasant.
I was up there.
You think I'm about to drive all the way there? Are you nuts? Are you high? Come on.
I was up there for a ninth grade field trip, and it wasn't the greatest.
Man, are you kidding?
You didn't like the pictured rocks? Or are you talking about Northern Michigan?
No, it was Northern Michigan.
Oh, you just went.
It was way on the other side of the Upper Peninsula. It was a
7-hour
school project.
Drive for a game against Northern Michigan. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'll do? Exactly what I did yesterday. When I watched them play in Spain, I'll watch it on my phone and I'll just leave it at that.
It was streamed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, speaking of, someone did send this in. I would like to see every team in the major leagues play one series per year on a Caribbean island. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, the Aruba.
That would be interesting.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, because there's so many players.
I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised they haven't because.
Well, they've had a few. It has been done.
No, I'm just saying, but the talent that, you know, hey, come and watch us practice.
More often.
Right.
See, that makes more sense than the NFL going to Europe.
Yes.
Because this is actually a connection to these islands and these places. So
that's actually a really good idea, whoever sent that in.
Right.
Because, yeah, there's a ton of talent there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. One more before we get back to the phone lines.
I'm a huge fan of the Field of Dreams game and hope they make that a month, once a month series.
No.
All right, you know what?
Less is more.
I'm going to be the bad guy here. That looked ridiculous to me. I just didn't like it at all.
Well, it is the most overrated sports movie of all time.
And maybe that's
why,
because I'm like, really? They're going to come walking out the outfield?
If you build it, they will come. And they come out the...
And they're redoing it so they can...
Yeah, they're going to commercialize it now, so it's going to be a bigger museum, bigger field, bigger stands, and it'll be corporate now.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Ethan's been waiting patiently. Ethan, you're on 97.1.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
One thing I'd love to see is a remake of the Winter Classic. They could call it Winter Classic Stadium Showdown. Let's get the Red Wings and the Blackhawks to play mid-January under the lights, alternating between the Big House and Soldier Field.
Oh, you mean every year they have one of those games?
Yeah, every year. Just bounce back and forth between the two different stadiums. At night, under the lights, would be a pretty cool atmosphere.
Well, you have actually, if you want to do it that way, you have so many venues, you could really change it up. You know, you go Soldier Field 1 year, the Big House 1 year, Wrigley 1 year, Comerica 1 year.
Ohio Stadium, maybe include that?
No, not for the Red Wings. No, Red Wings are playing Columbus there this year.
He's saying just the Red Wings and the Blackhawks every year.
You're not going to play Detroit and Chicago and Columbus.
Yeah, I think I would get tired of that. Once again, sometimes less is more.
Right.
It's, oh, okay, you only did this. I remember that. It's special.
A word that was created, it's called unique.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you did it every year, I don't know. Daniel, you're on 97.1.
Hello, I just wanted to speak about golf. I don't like the PGA being moved from August to May, and I really don't buy the FedEx season-ending stuff as a substitute fifth major. Thanks, and I'll listen off air.
Well, first of all, it's not a fifth major. What it's trying to do is make the tournaments that are after the majors are over somewhat more relevant and give the guys more money. As far as when they moved the PGA to May, I think what they wanted to do is just have a major in the form April, May, June, July. You had the Masters in April. Now you have the PGA in May. In June, you have the U.S. Open. And in July, you have the British Open. I think it's okay. I think a lot of us, and I understand what you're saying, the old timers love having the PGA in late July.
I don't care about golf that much, but he was fired up about this.
He was.
He was like, no, just no. Mm-hmm. So what's the event that you just, like for me, I would love to see the college All-Stars take on the worst team in the NFL. If you're going to get the number one overall pick, it comes at a price. And here's the thing. Your coaching staff, you could get to look and see probably who you're going to select.
You know what game I want to see? It's the game that will just shut everybody's pie holes. I want to see the worst team in the NFL play the best team in college football because there are these idiots. Oh, Alabama, they can beat the Carolina Panthers. Really? It'd be 93-0, the Panthers, because every player on their team is actually in the NFL.
See, I don't know if it'd be 93-0. I think that I hear people like, see, I think that the college team would actually have a chance.
No.
That it wouldn't be this blowout. It wouldn't be this absolute bloodletting, but it would be, you know.
Well, you're Mr. Prop Bets. What would you put the number at?
I'd probably put the number like 34.5.
Oh, God, I'm laying the 34.
Give me the NFL team.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
Because here's what you got to remember. You're also going to have a team full of tryhards who are going to want their shot at the NFL and know if I make the catch, if I make the tackle, if I make the play, somebody's going to pick me up on that roster.
So somebody may get hurt. It's a preseason game now.
Okay. Just to localize.
Because
just to localize it. Okay. I'm not.
Right, because, you know, if you kick a 63-yard field goal, maybe you end up on an NFL roster.
Okay, just localizing it. Don't say, so oh, Michigan. But Michigan's football team probably had 13 guys that were drafted, right? And they have a lot of guys who are on the team this year. They were on the team last year that are going to be in the NFL, Will Johnson.
So Michigan versus the Carolina Panthers.
Panthers would kill them, forgetting about whether the Panthers, Stallions knew Bryce Young's plays or not.
Is Harbaugh coaching the team?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then Michigan.
Not even a shot.
Mini Harbaugh.
Not even a shot.
It is America's team. Like, come on.
What if we, okay, Michigan versus a bunch of mini Harbaughs.
Dead car. This is what this is turning into.
Michael Stone joining me today. Mike is out. If you miss any part of this show, use the Odyssey Rewind. Stoney and I will be here taking you up to the Tigers pregame against the New York Yankees. Hey, guys, you may want to check this game out because there's going to be some new Tigers in the lineup.
Is Mike going to see his team? Yeah, I know. It's amazing. He's such a big, I mean, I like horse racing too. But he's such a big Yankee fan. He is, I don't think I know anybody who loves sports as much as he does, who refuses and hates going to the actual event. I don't think I know of anybody.
I don't know of anybody who's a fan of a team. He's like a frenemy. Like, he loves the team, but yes. He hates the team.
Yeah. That expression is used in my house with my twins.
Yes.
They're like frenemies.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
That's Mike with his sports teams. Mm-hmm. He loves them, but he hates them.
And he doesn't want to go watch them.
Correct.
Although he did go to the Celtics to win the title.
It took some arm twisting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it took them to actually look like they were going to win for him to say, yes, right. I'll do this.
Yeah, and it took Mike, just go, this deal. Yeah, Jason Tatum. Oh, my God. And he's Mike, you're about to win the title.
I know.
He still hates Eli to this day for some reason. Super Bowls, man.
Two.
I know.
Two, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Two. 248-539-9797. The sporting event you love to see, or the one that you just hate and you wish it would go away. I think it's going to be difficult for anybody to top Kenny's in the NFL European games that no one cares for.
Right.
Even the people of London don't care
at all. When your team is playing, though, I remember the Lions a couple times ago, and it was cool to, you know, have your pancakes and your breakfast while you're watching them play.
You know what? It feels almost like somewhere in between a real game and a preseason game.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, it counts, but it doesn't really feel like it counts. And if you lose, you're like, wait, so this is going to go on our record.
One year they got the Chiefs just beat them by like 40 points or something, and then they had the one year where they beat Atlanta because – it was Atlanta's coach Mike Smith completely screwed up the clock management at the end of the game?
It just doesn't feel like a real game, in my opinion.
You know what? That is a perfect way to put it. Because even as I'm watching any other team, you do think, this doesn't feel real. And then you look in the fourth quarter, and you're like, well, no, Trevor Lawrence is still playing. Yeah, yeah. So.
It's like we talk like 4A baseball. This feels like 4A football.
And you don't want to bet. You don't want to bet on it for some strange reason because it's at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you really feel like a loser.
Yeah.
If you do bet on it. Dave, a couple of ticket texts before we get back to the phone lines.
Yeah, a couple of texts here. The NHL needs to do some special location games. Lake Tahoe was great. So do Alaska, the Dakotas. Be creative about it.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Would be very interesting. Someone says MSU's playing a game at Northern Michigan in the Dome. That is crazy. I don't need that.
But that's
Izzo.
That's Izzo's alma mater. It's an exhibition, too.
Is it?
I think so.
It's funny. Somebody asked me today, was I going? I'm like, no, I'm not about to hop in a car for 7 hours.
Have you been there? Up there?
No.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
I haven't been past Mount Pleasant.
I was up there.
You think I'm about to drive all the way there? Are you nuts? Are you high? Come on.
I was up there for a 9th grade field trip, and it wasn't the greatest.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
You didn't like the pictured rocks? Or are you talking about Northern Michigan?
No, it was Northern Michigan.
Oh, you just went.
It was way on the other side of the Upper Peninsula. It was a 7-hour
drive for a game against Northern Michigan. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'll do? Exactly what I did yesterday. When I watched him play in Spain, I'll watch it on my phone, and I'll just leave it at that.
It was streamed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, speaking of, someone did send this in. I would like to see every team in the major leagues play one series per year on a Caribbean island. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, the Aruba.
That would be interesting.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, because there's so many players.
I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised they haven't because.
Well, they've had a few. It has been done.
No, I'm just saying, but the talent that, you know, hey, come and watch us practice.
More often.
Right.
See, that makes more sense than the NFL going to Europe.
Yes.
Because this is actually a connection to these islands and these places. So
that's actually a really good idea, whoever sent that in.
Right.
Because, yeah, there's a ton of talent there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. One more before we get back to the phone lines.
I'm a huge fan of the Field of Dreams game and hope they make that a month, once a month series.
No.
All right, you know what?
Less is more.
I'm going to be the bad guy here. That looked ridiculous to me. I just didn't like it at all.
Well, it is the most overrated sports movie of all time.
And maybe that's
why,
because I'm like, really? They're going to come walking out the outfield?
If you build it, they will come. And they come out the...
And they're redoing it so they can...
Yeah, they're going to commercialize it now, so it's going to be a bigger museum, bigger field, bigger stands, and it'll be corporate now.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Ethan's been waiting patiently. Ethan, you're on 97.1.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
One thing I'd love to see is a remake of the Winter Classic. They could call it Winter Classic Stadium Showdown. Let's get the Red Wings and the Blackhawks to play mid-January under the lights, alternating between the Big House and Soldier Field.
Oh, you mean every year they have one of those games?
Yeah, every year. Just bounce back and forth between the two different stadiums. At night, under the lights, would be a pretty cool atmosphere.
Well, you have actually, if you want to do it that way, you have so many venues, you could really change it up. You know, you go Soldier Field 1 year, the Big House 1 year, Wrigley 1 year, Comerica 1 year.
Ohio Stadium, maybe include that?
No, not for the Red Wings. No, the Red Wings are playing Columbus there this year.
He's saying just the Red Wings and the Blackhawks every year.
You're not going to play Detroit and Chicago and Columbus.
Yeah, I think I would get tired of that. Once again, sometimes less is more.
Right.
It's, okay, you only did this. I remember that. It's special.
A word that was created, it's called unique.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you did it every year, I don't know. Daniel, you're on 97.1.
Hello, I just wanted to speak about golf. I don't like the PGA being moved from August to May, and I really don't buy the FedEx season-ending stuff as a substitute fifth major. Thanks, and I'll listen off air.
Well, first of all, it's not a fifth major. What it's trying to do is make the tournaments that are after the majors are over somewhat more relevant and give the guys more money. As far as when they moved the PGA to May, I think what they wanted to do is just have a major in the form April, May, June, July. You had the Masters in April. Now you have the PGA in May. In June, you have the U.S. Open. And in July, you have the British Open. I think it's okay. I think a lot of us, and I understand what you're saying, the old timers love having the PGA in late July.
I don't care about golf that much, but he was fired up about this.
He was.
He was like, no, just no. Mm-hmm. So what's the event that you just, like for me, I would love to see the college all-stars take on the worst team in the NFL. If you're going to get the number one overall pick, it comes at a price. And here's the thing. Your coaching staff, you could get to look and see probably who you're going to select.
You know what game I want to see? It's the game that will just shut everybody's pie holes. I want to see the worst team in the NFL play the best team in college football because there are these idiots. Oh, Alabama, they could beat the Carolina Panthers. Really? It'd be 93-0, the Panthers, because every player on their team is actually in the NFL.
See, I don't know if it'd be 93-0. I think that I hear people like, see, I think that the college team would actually have a chance.
No.
That it wouldn't be this blowout. It wouldn't be this absolute bloodletting, but it would be,
Well, you're Mr. Prop Bets. What would you put the number at?
I'd probably put the number like 34.5.
Oh, God, I'm laying the 34.
Give me the NFL team.
Oh, my God. I'm laying it. It's ridiculous.
Because here's what you got to remember. You're also going to have a team full of tryhards who are going to want their shot at the NFL and know if I make the catch, if I make the tackle, if I make the play, somebody's going to pick me up on that roster.
So somebody may get hurt. It's a preseason game now.
Okay. Just to localize.
Yeah, because you know.
Yeah, hey.
Just all right, just to localize it. Okay, I'm not.
Right, because you know, if you kick a 63-yard field goal, maybe you end up on an NFL roster.
Okay, just localizing it. Don't say, oh, Michigan. But Michigan's football team probably had 13 guys that were drafted, right? And they have a lot of guys who are on the team. This year, they were on the team last year that are going to be in the NFL, Will Johnson.
So Michigan versus the Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers would kill them, forgetting about whether the Panthers, Stallions knew Bryce Young's plays or not.
Is Harbaugh coaching the team?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, Michigan.
Not even a shot.
Mini Harbaugh.
Not even a shot.
It is America's team. Come on.
What if we, okay, Michigan versus a bunch of mini Harbaughs.
Dead car. This is what this is turning into.
All right. We got more football next. College football, 97.1. All right. Michael Stone, Rico Beard here till 6:10 as we get ready for Tigers pregame. The Tigers, well.
There's a buzz at the ballpark, some new players. The Yankees are in town.
Don't do this to me. God, Detroit, why are you doing this to me? I was ready to just. Noah, David, let's just go to the big finish.
You know what? I'll just start right there with the big finish because Jace Young and Trey Sweeney have been called up. Young is hitting fifth in the lineup. Trey Sweeney is hitting eighth in the lineup. And we found out when we talked about it earlier in the show, Rico, you are ready to watch this game tonight.
Mm-hmm. David, has piqued my interest? Yes, I do. I mean, we've been hearing about the core all this time. Young up here, maybe he's your third baseman. Maybe you have to move him to someplace else. But I just want to see what he can do in a major league lineup. And Sweeney, here, you got him as part of the trade. And him as shortstop, brother can dream.
He's been great in Toledo, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm also watching tonight. I think I have to admit that. We started the show with talking about Little League stories. People texted in about a bunch of stories, things about them catching the ball, doing the unassisted triple play. Mm-hmm. Stoney, mm-hmm. Yours was you struck out in T-ball.
Yes, I hit the hose that the ball was on, and I was under the impression as long as the ball got off the tee, it was like a foul ball. I was wrong. But then I pitched a no-hitter the next game I played because they went from T-ball to pitch in the middle of that 8-year-old season. Yes, it scarred me for life.
Enrico, we found out where your spite origin story began. You missed the All-Star game and rooted for them somewhat, but not really.
No, I had to learn sportsmanship. I did not want to root for them. I didn't want to go to the game. And I had to force. I was forced to go and watch and just sit there and stew. Like, yes, Kenny, you were right. It was the beginning of the origin story of me being a supervillain. Yes.
You were forced to go watch, and one person that was not forced to go watch and decided to go watch on his own, had a whole network to do this, was Connor Stallions. Connor Stallions went to go. He had a whole network set up, and there's a trailer out for his Netflix doc, and it talks about him taking pictures. Thousands of photos of signs.
He is just a weird savant.
Very weird.
And he crossed the line and got caught on it.
And I'm sure he'll be portrayed as a tragic hero.
Yeah. And
Michigan did nothing. I was a lone wolf. I had nothing but spare time, so I traveled the world stealing signs and writing manifestos. Doesn't everybody do that?
I think everyone does that. Mm-hmm.
You're not really anybody until you write a 600-page paper.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is
500 is just not enough.
We should be happy because most manifestos are
end
a lot,
in a
lot more serious.
They end in a different way.
Yes, exactly.
You're exactly right. This one ended in a championship, and now he's the defensive coordinator at Mumford High School in Detroit.
They're fighting Axel Foley's, baby.
They are the Mustangs.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Mustangs. So you go a lot of ways with that one. We did talk about the Lions in the preseason. They play the Chiefs tomorrow night in Kansas City. I believe that game is in Kansas City. We debated if they should play the starters. Rico, you think they should? Yeah. A lot of other people in Detroit think they should not.
Right.
Kenny thinks they put him in bubble wrap.
And let me clarify, the starters for two, especially your offensive starters for two series, and with the caveat, if you guys score a touchdown in the first series, you're done for the day. You're done. You a mission accomplished.
They can play a couple defensive guys. That's it. No need to take a chance.
We'll see what happens. And Kenny brought up a good point, I think, earlier in the show, that it may be different if a couple of those players in Gibbs and Arnold and Rakestraw didn't get banged up in practice early in the week. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. We really haven't heard from Dan Campbell, but a couple times this week, we hear from him again after the game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Another thing we talked about as we ended the show was the sporting event you want to see or get rid of. Stoney, you want to see an outdoor NBA game.
Yep, with chains as nets. Amen.
And Rico, you want to get rid of the All-Star games? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a caller called in, and I agree with him. All the All-Star games are meaningless and pointless. There's just why?
And Kenny wants to get rid of all the European NFL games. It was not necessary, and it would be getting rid of black jobs. Tiger Baseball is up next.
Thank you.
All right, Michael Stone, Rico Beard here till 6:10 as we get ready for Tigers pregame. As the Tigers, well,
there's a buzz at the ballpark. Some new players. You know, the Yankees are in town.
Don't do this to me, God. Detroit, why are you doing this to me? I was ready to just. You know what, David? Let's just go to the big finish.
You know what? I'll just start right there with the big finish because Jace Young and Trey Sweeney have been called up. Young is hitting fifth in the lineup. Trey Sweeney is hitting eighth in the lineup. And we found out when we talked about it earlier in the show, Rico, you are ready to watch this game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
David, has piqued my interest? Yes, I do. I mean, we've been hearing about the core all this time. Young up here. Maybe he's your third baseman. Maybe you have to move him to someplace else. But I just want to see what he can do in a major league lineup. And Sweeney, here, you got him as part of the trade. And him as shortstop. Brother can dream.
He's been great in Toledo, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm also watching tonight. I think I have to admit that. We started the show with talking about Little League stories. People texted in about a bunch of stories, things about them catching the ball, doing the unassisted triple play.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, yours was you struck out in T-ball.
Yes, I hit the hose that the ball was on, and I was under the impression as long as the ball got off the tee, it was like a foul ball. I was wrong. But then I pitched a no-hitter the next game I played because they went from T-ball to pitch in the middle of that. 8-year-old season. Yes, it scarred me for life.
Enrico, we found out where your spite origin story began. You missed the All-Star game and rooted for them somewhat, but not really.
No, I had to learn sportsmanship. I did not want to root for them. I didn't want to go to the game. And I had to force. I was forced to go and watch and just sit there and stew like, yes, Kenny, you were right. It was the beginning of the origin story of me being a supervillain. Yes.
You were forced to go watch, and one person that was not forced to go watch and decided to go watch on his own, had a whole network to do this, was Connor Stallions. Connor Stallions went to go. He had a whole network set up, and there's a trailer out for his Netflix doc, and it talks about him taking pictures. Thousands of photos of signs.
He is just a weird savant.
Very weird.
And he crossed the line and got called for, caught on it.
And I'm sure he'll be portrayed as a tragic hero.
Yeah. And
Michigan did nothing. I was a lone wolf. I had nothing but spare time, so I traveled the world stealing signs and writing manifestos. Doesn't everybody do that?
I think everyone does that. Mm-hmm. And now
you're not really anybody until you write a 600-page paper.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is,
500 is just not enough.
We should be happy because most manifestos are a lot more serious.
They end in a different way.
Yes, exactly.
You're exactly right. This one ended in a championship, and now he's the defensive coordinator at Mumford High School in Detroit.
The Fighting Axel Foley's, baby.
They are the Mustangs.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Mustangs. So you go a lot of ways with that one. We did talk about the Lions in the preseason. They play the Chiefs tomorrow night in Kansas City. I believe that game is in Kansas City. We debated if they should play the starters. Rico, you think they should? Man. A lot of other people in Detroit think they should not.
Right.
Kenny thinks they put them in bubble wrap.
And let me clarify, the starters for two, especially your offensive starters for two series, and with the caveat, if you guys score a touchdown in the first series, you're done for the day. You're done. A mission accomplished.
They can play a couple defensive guys. That's it. No need to take a chance.
We'll see what happens. And Kenny brought up a good point, I think, earlier in the show, that it may be different if a couple of those players in Gibbs and Arnold and Rakestraw didn't get banged up in practice early in the week. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. We really haven't heard from Dan Campbell, but a couple times this week, we hear from him again after the game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Another thing we talked about as we ended the show was the sporting event you want to see or get rid of. Stoney, you want to see an outdoor NBA game.
Yep, with chains as nets. Amen.
And Rico, you want to get rid of the All-Star games? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a caller called in, and I agree with him. All the All-Star games are meaningless and pointless. It's just, why?
And Kenny wants to get rid of all the European NFL games. It was not necessary, and it would be getting rid of black jobs. Tiger Baseball is up next.
Thank you.